This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. While Superstorm Sandy may seem like history to the world, thousands of people are still struggling with the beginning stages of rebuilding their lives. The storm damaged over 350,000 homes in New Jersey alone, and the recovery process has only begun with what could be up to a seven-year process. One Lutheran organization has made certain that the simple but very important things are remembered, especially as Easter is upon us. Deaconess Tiffany Maynor serves through the Lutheran Church Charities in the area of disaster response. She explains how the LCC has helped victims of Superstorm Sandy.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, is located very close to the shore, and their community was pretty drastically affected by the storm, and a number of homes were ruined. And so we've been working with them ever since the storm occurred to help them, connect them, and that's what Lutheran Church Charities generally does, is connect people who have needs with people who have resources. So we've been helping connect Good Shepherd Lutheran Church by means of our newsletter and emails and things that go out to all of the folks who partner with us so that they could supply things to the victims of Superstorm Sandy.
Tiffany has assisted in helping storm victims by handing out Easter baskets on Palm Sunday. Tiffany says the baskets were full of treats that were not only for the mouths, but more importantly for the souls of victims.
They put in the basket, you know, probably one of the things that they were most concerned with having in these Easter baskets was a book about the resurrection. And that way they could always be combining the physical with the spiritual need, rather like Jesus did. And that's something that Lutheran Church Charities always does as well. We want to make sure that the mercy and the compassion, the presence and the proclamation of Jesus Christ is always shared with people with the physical needs. So it was really important that there was a book about the resurrection and the Easter story in the basket. They also put in a chocolate cross, making sure it was a cross so that, again, Christ is proclaimed in the Easter basket. And they had gift cards. Every basket had a $25 grocery store gift card. And then there were some Easter eggs with candy, and they had volunteers who started handing out these baskets on Palm Sunday.
People from all over the world played a part in the project of Easter baskets and care cards.
Lutheran Church Charities is a connecting point where we just pass through the gifts that come from people all over. So it's really the donors who sent in care cards, we call them care cards, where they would get a gift card from a local store like a Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart, and then they sign a greeting card with, you know, maybe an Easter message, and then they send them in to us. And in addition to the Easter baskets, we sent a bunch of those cards out to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church so they could distribute to the community members who were in need as well. And so then people from hundreds of miles, thousands of miles away are able to share the love of Christ, even though they couldn't travel to New Jersey, but they could send these care cards and witness to Christ's love for those who are suffering and hurting.
To find out more about Lutheran Church Charities or how you can help the victims of Superstorm Sandy, click the link on our website at kfuo.org. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.